Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC embraces the winter season with organic RioStar grapefruit, fresh winter greens, and a variety of soups, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, I still think it's kind of weird that a person with as many food phobias as I have should be teamed up with a person such as yourself, widely known to be willing to eat anything. But that's what we got, and maybe it makes for a better show that way. With that in mind, it struck me as kind of curious that on the very same day that your story in the Seattle Times about that new sushi guy came out, I was actually eating a piece of sushi.
Yeah. And for the first time, not for the first time, Stein.
Yeah. It was my first one.
Really, really. That's crazy. What I was writing about, or who I was writing about, is Daisuke Nakazawa. At Shiro's, which is clearly the best known sushi chef in the city, Shiro has been, he was the Seattle's first sushi chef in the early 60s. And we've talked about him before. He owns a place in Belltown. And he brought on a new guy. So I happened to be, this was last spring, I was sitting at the sushi bar. There's this new guy there. He didn't speak English very well. And we're chatting, you know, as best we can. I told him I would like to order omakase, which was allowing him to make me whatever he wanted. And he put a few things in front of me. I had an absolutely wonderful meal. I was yakking it up with the people around me. The guy's English was, you know, really pretty poor, but, you know.
Your Japanese is so great?
Yeah, right. You're right. I'm sure I didn't pronounce anything that sounded Japanese that I just said correctly.
All right,
but in the meantime, early on in the evening, you know, after I had several courses, and he hands me a piece of tamago, a piece of omelet that was made in a very specific way, kind of unusual, actually, for around here. And he hands it over and he says, "Jiro dreams of sushi." And I said, you know, I just saw that documentary, and I imagine a lot of our listeners have heard about it. It's just a wonderful documentary about a sushi bar and a sushi chef who is 85 years old. He has a 3-star sushi restaurant in Tokyo. So it was really a fascinating show that I had just seen really weeks, maybe a month earlier. And I said, yeah, I saw that documentary with my family. We loved it. And he said, no, Jiro dreams of sushi. And he hands me the tamago, and I'm looking at it again. Yeah, that looks like the one. And then he says, no, that's me. And I realized that this guy was the apprentice of 11 years long standing at this famous Tokyo restaurant. And he was the guy who really had a big part in the documentary. Have you seen Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
I have seen it and really enjoyed it, especially for a guy that never ate sushi and had no plans to eat any.
So since then, of course, I've been not only had a great opportunity to interview Daisuke and asking him, what is he doing here? Well, you know, Shiro did work with Jiro-san in Tokyo many years ago. And, you know, he's been a friend and mentor for Shiro over the years. This was just a great opportunity for Daisuke to come over here and do something completely different. He's a young guy. He's got 4 kids. He uprooted his entire family to come here. And the question is he taking over for Shiro? Well, that remains to be seen. What he's doing is bringing the old style, edome, the old classic style of sushi to Seattle, and wants to keep that going as opposed to like having the crazy mango tango rolls and all the hot sauce all over everything. But one of the things that was so interesting to me interviewing him, I asked him, you know, are there some things that Americans do that make you crazy? And of course, it makes him nuts when people dip a whole sushi rice into soy sauce. And one of the things he's instituted was that if something needs to have soy sauce, he'd put a little bit over it and he would tell you not to put soy on a particular piece of sushi. But he also told me something I didn't know, that when a sushi chef hands you a just cut, just prepared, beautiful piece of sushi, you shouldn't let it sit in front of you for too long. And he even said that if he had his way, he would insist that people take the sushi straight from his hand.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.